Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Oh, yeah. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about today's episode. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if you are on my show page right now at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Now, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show as well as Twitter. Now, I have a Twitter account. You can reach the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, guys, again, thank you for tuning in. And today looks like it's going to be a nice day. I usually have the weather calendar for you, but I don't today. Okay? I've been up early this morning doing some things. You know, you guys know how the wife puts that to-do list on you. And then when you don't do your to-do list, you know, she start making these comments. You know, the trash starting to smell. You know, you said you were going to put that thing on the dishwasher and you never have. You know, man, the tree's looking bare, all those leaves on the ground. You know what I'm saying? So there's been a couple of things that I have neglected, and I wanted to get up this morning and get some of those things done. So I've been up early, so I'm kind of geeked up, as you want to call it, and ready to go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. Give them a call today, the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. Give them a call today, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And when you call, tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, guys, you know, I kind of stumbled over that. I'm sorry if my sponsor's listening to the show. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, you know, sometimes it gets that way. I didn't have my paper in front of me, and my mind is on 17 other different things. Not making any excuses. That's just the way it is. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, guys. Call in. Let's talk. Now, some of you know that I'm getting ready to go to a bigger show, or I'm thinking about going to a bigger show, right? A two-hour show. But I don't have to do 2 hours. I can cut it down to an hour or whatever, but I'll have 2 hours of airtime. Y'all believe that? 2 hours of airtime. 2 hours to listen to me. But I won't be talking all those 2 hours. You know, what I do is I'll start to do some music, okay? I'll start to do some music. So you guys will be able to call into the show, say, Frank, I want to hear that new Charlie Wilson. Frank, I want to hear that new Jay-Z, Beyonce. Frank, I want to hear that new whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of work around that stuff, right? So here we go. Today's episode, guys, is called Would you like to be 21 again? Would you like to be 21 again? Now, I asked a few people about this, and most of them said yes, they'd like to be 21 again. Actually, one of my friends said no, because at that time, they were really, really rollers. They were rollers. I said, what's a roller? You know, and they said they were wild and out there. So, but that's what happens at 21. I mean, at 21, a lot of things happen at 21. At 21, you're legal drinking age. You're considered an adult at 18, but at 21, you know, I say you're an adult. At 21, a lot of times, you know, you move out of the house with your mom and dad, because you've gone through high school and through college or whatever, and you've gotten your job, and it's time to see girls, so I can't see girls here at the house, so I got to get me an apartment. And you know, a lot of things happen at 21, okay? But I'll say this. I wouldn't mind being 21 again. I'd like my 21-year-old body, but I don't want my 21-year-old mind right now. Y'all with me? I want my mind that I have now, but I want that 21-year-old body, okay? I like the body, not the mind, okay? Because I was the same way. I was a roller at 21. I was, you know, doing a lot of stuff at 21, trying a lot of things at 21, you know. But I have a caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. From the 646 area code, the first three digits are 824. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning, Frank. This is Norman Hardaway. Hope you're having a good day. I would never like to be 21 again, even though, like you said, I would like the 21-year-old body. But to be 21 years old again, no. You know, I'm pretty, even though I done had some trials and tribulations throughout my, now I'm not 21, but I'm 22. You know, I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want to go.
Hold on now. You're not 21. You're 22.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, man, I went through a time. I went through a time warp. So, you know, I'm 22. You know, I'm not going to never, you know, no, I'm really, you know, I'm 49. But, you know, being 21, it was a great time in my life. But, you know, I basically, unfortunately, I still do the same things that I was doing at 21 that I just do it differently, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great. But I will tell you this, Frank, you know, when you started off the show, man, keep that stuff to yourself, man. You don't want your wife to be hearing that, what you're saying, man. You know, because keep that to yourself, man. You know, you got to keep that to yourself. You know how how women are, man. You know, they will bring that back on you, you know, 3 days from there. You'd be like, what are you talking about? And you'd be like, she'd be like, yeah, she'll play it back on you, because I know you can play your show again, and then you'll be like, oh, my God, here we go. Because, you know, even though we're men, you know, and we don't move, we're not living in our parents' houses anymore, You know, all we did was swap our mom for our wife. You know? That's all we did, man.
Why, I knew you were going right there, man. I knew you were going right there, boy. Hey, I hope Tracy gone, because you might be in trouble after they come in right
now. Yeah, cause, but look, because I'm safe, Frank, because she lost her cell phone, so she can't listen to the show. But,
okay.
So I'm safe, you know, I'm safe. Now you on the other hand, I don't think you safe, man. You gonna have some trials and tribulations for the next couple of days, man, after them comments you made this morning.
Yeah,
man. I hope you took care of her yesterday on her birthday, cause woo.
Yeah.
I hate to be you, man, in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah, I took care of her, so I'm probably all right on that side.
Yeah. That's good.
But hey, Art, I appreciate you calling, man, and calling in and talking to me on the show. Keep on listening, bro. You're going to be 21 again. I hear you.
Yeah.
So, guys, again, you know, you know, he was, you know, pretty much saying some of the same things that I'm saying, is that, you know, the being 21 again, you know, you think about it, you had some tough times, you had some great times, you met a lot of people, and that's what 21 is all about. Life is about, is cut into sections, or cut into seasons, so to speak, just like the year, fall, winter, spring, summer, then life is cut into sections. You know, you got early childhood, you got that toddler being 5 and 10 years old, then you get into 12 and being a teenager, then you get into your 20s and start to really look at getting out there and being independent. Because really that's, you know, that's what your parents are looking for, is for you to grow up, be able to get out there and be able to take care of yourself financially and being independent and not have to depend on them anymore. That's what 21 is all about. I think that's the stage of being 21. You start thinking about girls if you're guys, and, you know, not thinking about them. I mean, you've been thinking about them already for a long time, but you start thinking about having a steady girl, okay? You done did your thing a few years before now, but now you start thinking about really having you a steady girl and then getting you a place to live, getting you a decent job if you're already out of college or if you're trying to get out of college at this point, you know. And then I recommend that you don't leave home if you're not out of college, because that's just going to put extra financial strain on you that you don't need right now while you're focusing on finishing school. So, but people that aren't in school and people who have maybe gained a trade or something that are out there and making money, then this is the time for you. And like I said, I know there are a lot of younger people listening to the show, and that's what I want to convey to you guys is to once you get to be 21 and all, that's going to start to be a thinking pattern, okay? I mean, 21 is dead and gone for us. But, you know, like I said, I like to have my mind that I have now, but I would like to have that 21-year-old body. Because I was a lean, mean, machine at 21. I mean, I could run and jump up and down the court, you know, plenty of energy. Now, you know, that's dope. You know, when you think about it now, man, to run twice up and down a basketball court for me now, yeah, I might have to have the massage lady right there in the gym waiting for me as soon as I do that last time down the court, you know. Come on, there you go. Get the table ready. I'll get on here. Start rubbing. And, but that's it, you know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about being 21 again. Now, some people say they'd like to be 21 again. Some people say they wouldn't like to go back to being 21 again. Some people had a hard time at 21. Some people didn't. I didn't have a hard time at 21. I was very, very busy at 21. I was working. I was in school. And I had my own car. I was still living at home with mom, but I was, you know, I had a steady girl. I was looking to push toward the future and get, you know, get me a place to stay and do all that stuff, you know. It was exciting, you know. Now that you've been through all that, you know, now at my age, you know, in the late 40s, you think about being 50 years old, and I'm not scared of that at all because I feel great. But to be 50, now I know when I was 21 and met somebody that was 50, I'm like, they kind of old. They not doing a lot at 50. But that's their choice. So, but now that I'm headed to 50, you know, there are a lot of things that I want to do. And as long as you have dreams out there, things that you want to accomplish, you know, pushing yourself forward, then I guarantee you, you'll feel younger and you'll start having a little more energy because you start to working for something that you can have, something that you can attain, and then when you get it, you got to have something else out there that you need to be pushing for. So all the time you got to be looking towards doing something more in the future. For me, that's what I'm looking for. I'm thinking that, man, if I stay with the job that I have now and keep doing the things that I'm doing, I want a different place to stay. I got a big house full of stairs now, and I don't want all these stairs later. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I bought this house, I bought it from a couple that was older. Okay, and that's what they were saying. They were saying that they're getting ready to build them a ranch, and it's because they tired of the stairs. And that's what I want. I want me a nice ranch that I can, you know, play with and diddle daddle with and all this and have fun. And I want to live on the lake, you know. I mean, that's something that I want to do. So that keeps me going to work. That keeps all that stuff in you. Okay. At 21, you have to do the same thing. That never stops looking ahead. So at 21, you're looking at, man, getting your first apartment or whatever. And you know, of course, having your female And I promote the having you a female that you can, you know, really bond with and have a relationship with, because she's going to help you a lot, especially if she's got the same attitude that you have towards moving ahead, getting through school, getting out, getting you a place to stay, getting you a good job to take care of you. And then you start looking at being engaged and getting married and having kids, and that's how it goes. That's the American way, right? That's what you've been taught, right? And that's not a bad thing. So I always look ahead and moving forward. But as far as having that 21-year-old mind and everything, I pass. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I want to say this real quick before I get off the show. Still have a little time, so you can still call in and comment on today's episode. But tomorrow morning I have a appointment, so I will not be on the show tomorrow morning. And Thursday morning I got a huge meeting up in Buckhead on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, so I will not be on the show tomorrow or Thursday. Now, we'll be back on Friday for Free Fall Friday and push us on into the weekend. And then what I want to ask you guys is that next week, as we move towards Thanksgiving, I already have two families that want to do this. I need a third or even a fourth family. What I want to do is, I just want to have you guys come on the show and talk about what you do for Thanksgiving. How did your family get together for Thanksgiving? And what kind of, you know, just kind of take us through a typical day of, and we'll try to close our eyes and think about being there, you know, and part of your family and thinking about how that all falls out and goes through during your day for Thanksgiving. Like I said, I already have a couple of families. I'd like to have two more families to volunteer to come on the show and talk about that. That's next week, okay? So you guys can call me, send me a message or text or whatever. Let me know if you'd like to do that, and I'll plug in a day for you guys to be on the show, okay? I have about a minute left in the show. Today's been great. All my lines are full, so I thank you guys for listening in to the show. I really do appreciate that. And those who are listening online, I appreciate that. The show is really getting bigger and bigger every day. I seem to pick up listeners every day. And that's because of you guys telling people and me telling people about the show. So keep on doing what you're doing. Keep sending me messages. I don't mind. I love that most of the time. But that's the way things go, you know. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you guys on Friday. Remember, on Friday. Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around.